So welcome everyone. My name is Rachel Schwartzman and I'm the founder of The Style Line and our agency Connected Editorial and the host of this podcast. I'm so happy you're here. And before we launch our first interview, I wanted to take a minute to introduce myself and share what you can expect from this podcast. So for those of you who don't know much about my story, I'll give you the short version. I started The Style Line as a high school senior on Tumblr. I was living in New York City, and at the time, Tumblr was the leading social platform, and they were also really great at facilitating introductions between the early users like myself and some of the world's most established brands. So at a very young age, I unknowingly began to build a company, one that officially started after I made the decision to drop out of college at the age of 20. So for the first few years, I was growing up in tandem with growing a business. I really focused on cultivating The Style Line as a brand and figuring out what it was that we stood for. And through many conversations, stories, events, and collaborations, I started to recognize a pattern. And that was the fact that our stories focused heavily on highlighting the next generation of makers and brands who overall were committed to creating thoughtful and sustainable businesses. And after garnering a pretty solid roster of interviewees, the demand for content transcended beyond us just publishing stories. And we ultimately shifted our focus to create compelling stories for those same brands and their channels. And that's where our agency Connected Editorial came in. And now this podcast. So The Style Line just turned 5 in August, and Connected just celebrated its 3rd birthday this month. And based on everything I've said, it probably seems like a lot has happened in the last few years, right? Let me tell you, in the world of business, it seems like it has taken forever. I am an entrepreneur in the age of 30 under 30 lists, and where documenting everything is almost standard. And when I say everything, I mean every win, every loss, and seemingly just about every detail in between. So you think about that, and then add in the pressures of living and growing a business in a place like New York City, it somehow seems like you're never doing or moving quickly enough. At least that's how I feel as an agency owner who is now in the business of winning new business. But what I've come to learn in the stories that we've published on The Style Line and now in building out Connected Editorial, it's that no matter what the expectations are, quality remains top of mind within our community. And I believe that collectively, we're at the start of not only a revolution, but a reset in how we think, live, and work. But I believe that to truly turn this into something actionable, to put out the best work and to live our best lives, that we need to take a minute and slow down. So with that said, I am thrilled to introduce you to Slow Stories, a podcast by Connected Editorial and hosted by yours truly that explores how we can create and interact with content in a more sustainable and meaningful way. In the same way that we have the slow fashion and slow food movements, I believe that we're now on the cusp of the slow content movement. So with this podcast, we're going to be exploring the increasingly big role that this movement will play both in business and in life. Two things that I'm sure many of you listening know are often intertwined. Our episodes will feature stories from a variety of people who share their thoughts on how we can slow down our scrolling and streamline our relationship to content so that we ultimately live, work, and feel better. So I'm excited to not only invite you to join the conversation, but to help define what slow content is and pave the way with us to create and tell stories with longevity. Thank you so much for listening to my story. Stay tuned because there are many more coming soon.